This message comes from NPR sponsor Chevron, taking action to keep methane in the pipe. They've trialed advanced detection technologies and are committed to evolving facility designs and operating practices. That's energy in progress. More at chevron.com/methane.
Hey there, it's Tamara Keith, and we've got a special holiday edition of the NPR Politics Podcast for you today. And spoiler alert, before we get started, it has to do with turkey. So hopefully by the time you hear this, you're not sick of it all yet. Our very own senior political editor and correspondent, Domenico Montanaro, is going to explain the ins and outs of one of the punniest events in Washington every year, the turkey pardon, which is the annual tradition where the president of the United States literally pardons live turkeys at the White House, meaning they get spared their typical Thanksgiving fate, getting eaten. But as Domenico is about to tell you, the event is more than just dad jokes about turkey. And that's saying something, because there are a lot of those. Okay, enjoy the show.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Taylor Swift has dropped a new album. She is the biggest pop star in the world, and everything she does makes news.
I gasped. I was like, oh my God, I've been there, and you can identify with it.
For a breakdown of Taylor Swift and her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.
Hey there, it's the NPR Politics Podcast. I'm Elena Moore. I am a producer that works on this show, and today we are talking turkey pardon. And there is no better person to do that than NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Hey, Domenico.
Hey, thanks for making me do this.
Yeah, thanks for forcing me to talk about this. So you have complicated feelings about the turkey pardon. Mm. You've been a longtime turkey reporter.
I talk a lot of turkey. Oh.
This is like kind of mean to you, but I really want you to live react to President Biden pardoning the turkey this year. This is the annual tradition that you always write about. And I just want your takes. You to be real.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like this event. I mean, just generally speaking, you know, like I started reporting on this 13 years ago, and I found out that it's really just an event to promote turkeys and eating turkeys. And it's so ironic. It's an event that is for pardoning turkeys who did nothing wrong, by the way, of course. And the National Turkey Federation, which is the turkey lobby in D.C., who spent more than $3 million lobbying on this since 1998. Do you know what their website name is?
www.gobble.com.
Eatturkey.org.
Oh, wow, that's actually pretty close.
Okay. Yeah, that has nothing to do with pardoning turkeys. It has to do with eating them.
Okay, let's get into it.
All right.
We both have this video up on our computers. Okay. Let's hit play.
All right, play.
It's a wonderful Thanksgiving tradition here at the White House. There's a lot
no,
to say.
No, that's where he's wrong. Wonderful Thanksgiving tradition.
Sure.
Like, not really.
Nobody likes it when their turkey gets
Here's
cold.
Here's the joke. Hey, nobody likes cold turkey, huh?
At any rate, I want to thank Ronnie Parker, chairman of the National Turkey Federation, and his family from Monroe.
And there we go. National Turkey Federation, the president. Business,
and he also is the grower of our honored guest today.
And he's the grower Lexi, of the honored guest. So the Lexi president of the National Turkey Federation has provided the turkey for the event. It is a PR stunt. That's all this is.
I'm not sure of the verdict yet.
Big turkey.
Yeah.
Find out in a minute.
Yeah, here we go.
They listen to a lot of music, I'm told, in order to prepare for the crowd noise today. That's pretty
They listen to
true.
Music.
That's real hard work.
The turkeys, they stay in a hotel room. They have their own social media
side.
Accounts.
What?
Sounds like another flock hoping to come to Washington 2024.
They've been sending birds to presidents since like the 1800s. Did you know that?
No.
This guy, Harold Vose, who was known as the poultry king of Rhode Island, would send birds to the presidents. He was the one who did it every year. And then it ended because he died. And then it was sort of a free-for-all. And everybody was sending in these turkeys. And the Turkey Federation decided they were going to own this event and started it in the 1940s. And they were giving turkeys to presidents. John F. Kennedy felt bad, saw this turkey, and I think Kennedy just looked around and felt weird about it and said, I think we'll just let this guy grow.
Well, matter of fact, if you look, you see that dog up in the balcony there, that German Shepherd?
Oh, he's talking
about
dogs.
That's my dog, Commander.
Yes, Commander.
I was worried if he came down here with all, he'd just do nothing but kiss you and lick you. But he may go after the turkey, so I kept him up there.
Give him the bird.
He wants the turkey. See, like, that would be an interesting turkey pardon. It's like Biden pardons the turkey, but then Commander eats the turkey.
I think that'd be a Commander pardon.
Mm. First of all, the votes are in. They've been counted and verified. There's no ballot stuffing. There's no foul play. The only red wave this season is going to be a German Shepherd Commander knocks over the cranberry sauce on our table. That will cause... They are big turkeys, aren't they? My fellow Americans, please welcome the 2022 National Thanksgiving Turkeys, Chocolate and Chip.
This is Chocolate and Chip are the names. Honestly, I wonder if this event just continues on because presidents like making dad jokes.
And now, based on their temperament and commitment to being productive members of society, I hereby pardon. I hereby pardon Chocolate and Chip.
Well, thank you for humoring me and watching this and giving your takes. And doing a service to your country.
Thank you. I will say there have been some good jokes during the years, and I don't want to laugh at them. And then I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it there. I'm Elena Moore. I am a producer on this podcast.
And I'm Domenico Montanaro, senior political editor and correspondent, and apparently turkey correspondent as well.
Turkey correspondent for over a decade.
Yes.
And thank you for listening to the NPR Politics Podcast. Happy Thanksgiving.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Edward Jones. What is rich? Maybe it's less about reaching a magic number and more about discovering the magic in life. Edward Jones Financial Advisors are people you can count on for financial strategies that help support a life you love. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.